Today's daf is Makis Daf Dalid, and we have four lines from the bottom of Daf Gimel Amid Beis. So the Gemara on Daf Gimel digressed a little bit. So when we get to the Mishnah on Daf Dalid, we'll go back and trace the paper trail of the Gemara. But for now, another halacha. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, HaPiseach Beis HaTzavor B'Shabbos. If somebody has a beged that he had been sewing, he has a beged, but the beged is missing the hole where the person's going to put his head. Chayev, and he opens it up on Shabbos. Taloch is chayev chatas. He's chayev a chatas. Rashi says, why is he chayev? Shetikin kli. Because one of the lametes malachis is makeh bepatish, also known as misakin mana. Being that this keli was missing one malacha, you did that malacha, you dealt it a final blow by opening up the area where the neck, where the head goes through. For that, you're going to be chayiv chatas. Maskel Rav Kahana. So Rav Kahana asks, chima bein zelam agufas chavis. Why is this different that if somebody has a barrel where he stores wine and the lid of the barrel is sealed, that the halacha is you're allowed to open up the seal on Shabbos? So what's the difference between opening up a hole in a beged versus taking off the lid of a chavis or malay? So Rav told Rav Kahana, very simple, ze chibur veze enoi chibur, because the beged is completely attached. So this area that you opened up, you're opening for the first time, as opposed to the lid that's on top of the barrel. Once upon a time, there was a lid and a barrel. Now you sealed it together. Despite the fact that you sealed it together, as it relates to halacha, as it relates to Hilcha Shabbos, we don't look at it as a chibur. So when you now open it up, by the way, even if you don't open it up in that area where the seal is, even if you would open it up in another area, the halacha is, still it would be okay. So there's actually a lot of practical halacha l'maisa ramifications from this halacha. Number one, the whole concept of opening up soda bottles on Shabbos. Is that something that you're allowed to do? Is that something that you're not allowed to do? So maybe we'll get into a little bit of halacha later, but for now, another Gemara, a little bit more complicated, so you have to halt cup. Again, we're digressing. So we know that in order for a mikvah to be kosher, it has to have 40 sah of water, but not just any water. It has to have 40 sa of mei geshamim. So the water would have had to fall into the mikveh naturally. If, however, the water was in a well, and you now went to a well, you took the water from the well, you put it into the mikveh, that mikveh is not going to be kosher. So it has to have 40 sa of mei geshamim. Now, once you have 40 sa of mei geshamim, you could put mayim shuvim from today till tomorrow. The assumption is that any little bit of mayim will be batel beroiv to the mei geshamim of the mikveh, and at that point the mikveh is going to be kosher. But when you establish a mikveh, the mikveh has to be made up of 40 sa of mei geshamim, otherwise the mikveh is not going to be kosher. Stating that, there's very interesting halach. What would be if you had less than 40 sa of mei geshamim? So you're in the process of putting together a mikveh, you're filling it up, you're trying to get the 40 sa so that the mikveh is going to be kosher, and you put a little bit of mayim she'uvim in the mikveh. How much? 3 lugin, which is very little compared to the 40 sa that you need. So the halacha is the mikveh becomes pasul. And we don't say that the shloshes lugim of mayim she'uvim is batel to the roiv of mei geshamim that you already have in the mikveh. Rather, the mikveh is going to be pasul. So again, how much water do you have to have in a mikveh in order for the mikveh to be kosher? 40 sa. The 40 sa has to be mei geshamim. Once you have 40 sub make shaman, you can put all the mayim shuvim in the world you want. It's always going to be batel as you put it in, so that the mikveh is always going to be kosher. But if you put mayim shuvim in the mikveh before you had the arbaim sa, how much a shir chashev, which is defined as 3 lugim, the mikveh is pasul, even if afterwards you're going to be moisif make shaman, so you're going to have 40 sub make shaman. It doesn't matter. So said Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav Halacha, if somebody had 3 lugim of mayim she'uvim, and he had a mikveh, and the mikveh had in it less than 40 sub make shaman. So if the three lugim of Mayim Shuvim goes into this mikvah right now, the mikvah is going to be puzzled. We're going to have to start from scratch. You're going to have to start all over again. But this Mayim was a little bit different because nafal l'teichen kartav shal yayin, a little bit of yayin. A kartav is like a very small amount. A little bit of wine fell into this lugim. Umareyim kemare yayin, and what it did was it changed, it altered the way this Mayim looks. It doesn't look like water anymore. Now it looks like wine. V'naflu l'mikvah, and then it falls into the mikvah, l'ipasu, it's not going to be puzzled. It's a very big chiddush. Because even though technically it's three lugim of Mayim Shuvim, and Allah is three lugim of Mayim Shuvim that falls into a mikveh that doesn't have the 40 sa yet, the mikveh becomes possible. But being that it doesn't look like Mayim, it looks like Yayin. Why does it look like Yayin? Because nafan l'toich of kartov shal Yayin, umareyen kemare Yayin. The Allah is, we treat it as wine, we don't treat it as water, and the mikveh is not going to be possible. Faith the Gemara, maskev l'Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana, the kasha v'chima bein zelam etzeva. Why is this different than if somebody would have water, but it's dirty water, or the water was dyed? The Tanan, Rabbi Yosi says, made seven places on a mikvah, but shalishes lugim. That if somebody has three lugim of mayim she'uvim and it got colored because some dye fell into it, and now it falls into a mikvah that doesn't have the arbam, so the mikvah is going to be possible, even though it doesn't look like water anymore. So what's the difference if wine fell into it and it doesn't look like water, or if some sort of tseva fell into it, so it doesn't look like water? Amalei Rava. Rava said, the chilek is hasa mayit tzav a mikri, hacha chamra mazik a mikri. You have to go based on what people refer to this taruvus. People who see water that has a little bit of tzeva in it, what are they going to refer to it as? Could you please pass the dyed water? If somebody sees water that has wine in it, what are people going to refer to it? Could you please pass the diluted wine? So really, you go based on what people call it, what people refer to it as. And being that people are going to refer to the meitzeva as mayim, it has a din of mayim, it's going to pass the mikvah. As opposed to the gimel lugin of mayim, shenafal teichon kartav shel yayin, mareim kemar yayin, people are going to refer to it as yayin, albeit very diluted wine, because it's only a kartav shel yayin. In proportion to the three lugim of mayim, it doesn't matter. But at the end of the day, people are going to refer to it as yayin. Being that people are going to refer to it as yayin, it's for that reason that halacha is it's going to be kosher. Now, that's pashut in other areas of halacha. If you wanted to make kiddush, let's say, on this wine, you can't make kiddush on it. You can't use it for da'al kaisis. It's not really yayin. This is a special halacha in the laws of mikvois that over here, if it's mareim kemare yayin, you're going to treat it as yayin. Being that chamra meziga mikri, at the end of the day, this is what people refer to it. Suck the Gemara. Could Rav have really said this halacha? But Tani Rav Chia, we know Rav Chia said something else. Hayridu es hamikvah. And Rav Chia was talking about the same exact case. We had three lugim of mayim she'uvim shenofan l'toichon kartav shayayin. You have to have this case clear. With halacha is if it looks like wine and not like water, and it falls into the mikvah. Rav said loypaslu. Rav Chia said hayridu es hamikvah. No, you gotta stop playing with the mikvah now. The mikvah is not a kosher mikvah. So is Rav not like Rav Chia? Amar Rava. Rava said, yeah, Rav is not like Rav Chia. And even though Rav is a Tanu Polik, so Rav can technically argue with any Tan in the world that he wants to, but we know it's always b'diavad. It's never l'katchila for Rav to argue with a Tanu. But in this case, even l'katchila, it's okay for Rav to argue with a Tanu. Because Rava said, like Kash, Rabbi Yechim, and Nuria Rabbanan, I can show you a Mishnah in Mesechtes Mikvois, where really it's a Mach Loikis, Rabbi Yechim, and Nuria, the Chachamim in this halacha. So Rav holds like one Tana, and Rav Chia held like the other Tana. Zok the Gemara, what's this Mishnah Tan? Shalishas Lugim Mayim, Chasar Kartav. Somebody had three Lugim of Mayim, Chasar Kartav. So Chasar Kartav are the magic words here for the next half of Amid. Meaning it sounds like there weren't a full three Lugim of Mayim Sheuvim. It was three lugim of mayim shuvim minus a mashur. And shenofel l'teichon kartav yayin. Now a little bit of yayin fell into it. Umareyin kemare yayin. And it looks like wine. V'nofel l'mikvah. And it falls into a mikvah le'pasu. It's not going to be pasul. So at first glance, it sounds like Rav's halacha. But it's not Rav's halacha. What's the difference? Rav's case was where there were three lugim. Three complete lugim. So right now you have a shear of three lugim mayim shuvim that passes a mikvah. Wine fell into it afterwards. Umareyin kemare yayin. So what's the halacha? It's going to be kosher. Shtei tachidish. That even though technically you have the shear of mayim that should pass over mikvah, but being that it doesn't look like mayim, it looks like yayin. It's for that reason it's going to be kosher. That's a very big chiddush. But the Mishnah is not saying such a chiddush. Because in the Mishnah's case, really you don't have three lugim of mayim she'uvim. It was chaser kartav. What was mashlim the shear? What was mashlim the shear was yayin. Yayin doesn't pass on a mikvah. So being that yayin, if a little bit of wine falls into a mikvah, it's okay. So that's not an issue. So being that that's not an issue, you don't have the shear puzzle. So it's mashma at first glance that not only is the ratio of this Mishnah, not a raya to Rav. If anything, it's going to be a kasha on Rav. If somebody has three lugamayim shuv and that's missing a chash, a little bit of milk fell in. I mean that chalav looks like water. It's not going to change the color like wine will. So it looks like mayim benafel the mikvah. The halach is loy paslu. Again, why loy paslu? In this case, you have three lugim and it even looks like water because you don't have three lugim of water. You have three lugim chaser kartav of water, and the kartav that was mashlam the shear is really milk. He says everything is tali in mara. What does it mean everything is tali in mara? I agree that if you chalav would fall in, then it would be a problem. But at the same time, if wine would fall in, it wouldn't be a problem. Now, the Gemara understands that if Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri is adding, he's making such a blanket statement, that Hakol Hoylech Achar Amara, it sounds like he's probably coming to be Moisef, that whereas the Chachamim, the Tanakama of the Mishnah, said that the only time if wine falls in to this Mayim She'uvim, it's going to be kosher, as if it was Chaser Kartov. See, you didn't have the full shear. Kumk Rav Yochanan ben Uri Tzizagin, that even if you had the three lugim, if wine falls into it, it's going to be kosher. Why? Because HaKoyl HaYilech Achar HaMara. In other words, Rav Yochanan ben Uri seems to be saying Rav's halacha. Rav said that even if you have the full three lugim, if wine falls into it, Amareim Kamar Yayin, it's going to be kosher. Why? Even though you have three looking, because Hakol Hoylech Achar HaMara. That's exactly what Yochanan ben Uri said. Whereas the Tanakama, the Chachamim of the Mishnah said just the opposite. It's only if it was three lugim chaser kartov, shenofa l'teichen yayin, the halach is it's going to be kosher. Why? Because in that case you don't have the full shear of three lugim. But otherwise it's going to be possible. So Zok Rav is Eir Gishmak. You're right. Rav said that if you have three lugim, wine falls in. If it looks like wine, it's not going to pass the mikvah. And Rav Chiya said, the same case is going to pass on the mikvah. Why is Rav arguing with Rav Chiya? I thought Rav's not supposed to argue with a Tana, likat chila anyways. So it's more like Kash. Rav holds like Rav Yechon in the Mishnah Mikvahs, whereas Rav Chiya held like the Rabbanon in the Mishnah Mikvahs. But the Gemara says, is it so poshet that that's the way you're supposed to read the Mishnah? Rapapa once cleared a shayla. Had to understand that Mishnah Mikvahs. Rapapa had the following shayla. Rav. Tani chaser kartav bereishis. When Rav learned that Mishnah Mikvahs, did Rav have the girsa the way we just read it? Shloishes lugin mayim chaser kartav shenafan letoichon yayim. Avol shloishes lugin, and therefore Rav made the diik that the Gemara made, that if you would have three full lugin, and then yayim would fall in. L'tanakama pasul. According to Tanakama, would be pasul. It was Vos Rabbi Yochanan Lameim. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri came and he said hakol hoy l'chacha amar. And if that's the case, if Rav had the girsa in the Mishnah the way we had it, you have to make the diik that we made. V'Rav the amar ki Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. He was going according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Oidom or Rav Papa had another. Dilma Rav loy tani chaser kartav bereishis. Maybe Rav didn't have the girsa that we have. Maybe Rav didn't have the girsa that says chaser kartav. So according to Rav's girsa, really what the Mishnah said shloishes lugim mayim. Take out the word chaser kartav. It was three full lugin. And still, what did the chachamim say? Umareim kamari yayin, that halacha is it's going to be kosher. Now, if that's the case, what's Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri coming to argue? Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri said, hakol hoy l'chacha amara. Doesn't it sound like the Rabbanon also hold hakol hoy l'chacha amara? No, maybe Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri is coming to be machmer. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri ki polik as seifa hu the polik. He's coming to argue on the seifa. Because the Reisha said that if it's Mareim Kamari Yayin, say the Chachamim, it's going to be kosher. But what if it's Mareim Kamari Cholov? In that case, it's going to be kosher as well. It's going to be kosher as well. Assuming that it was Chaser Kartov when the Cholov fell in. The Aser Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Lameimar, that if it was Chaser Kartov and Cholov fell into it, it's going to be possible. L'chumra, because Hakol Hoy L'chacha Amar. But that's not our sugya. The part that we need for our sugya is that maybe Rav had the girsa. Shloish Neslugim Mayim, Shenofa L'toichim Kartov Shal Yayin, Umareim Kemari Yayin, it's Loi Paslu. Because even though it has the shear, but as long as it looks like wine, it's going to be kosher. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri was never coming to be moisef on that, because nothing to be moisef. Everybody holds that if it's mareim kamar yayin, it's going to be kosher. But the bottom line is, v'rav da'omek nebi'akot, maybe Rav said it's halacha according to everybody. So the Gemara says that had it Rava know that there's a machloikis Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri in the Chachamim, in this Mishnah Mikvahs, it's based on the fact that he had the Girsa Shloisha Sugim Mayim Chaser Kartav. I thought Rav Papa once cleared a whole suffix whether the right Girsa in the Mishnah is Chaser Kartav or the right Girsa in the Mishnah is not Chaser Kartav. So the Gemara, it's true. Rav Papa had a suffix. Rav didn't have a suffix. Rav was allowed to argue with Rav Papa. The Rav Papa Pshitale. Whereas according to the Rapapa Mibayle, the Rav Pshitale, Rav Yosef said, so Rav Yosef was a Talmud of Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda was one that said this halach in the name of Rav. So Rav Yehuda says over this halacha, and Rabbi Yosef says, "Leishmiel leihashmait." And I never heard this. I never heard this from my Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda. Amalei Abaya, Abaya, who was a Talmud of Rabbi Yosef, told Rabbi Yosef, "Yes, you did hear it at Amrit leinahalah. Not just that, you told it to me. I know this only from you. You told me you heard this from your Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda." Rashi says Rabbi Yosef was sick and he forgot a lot of his learning, and that's what you find in Shas very often. Abaya spoke this way to Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef had forgot his learning. He said, "What? I never heard this." And Abaya said, "What are you talking about? You gave a whole shir on this. We heard this all from you." So the bottom line is they were saying over in Beis Medrash this halacha for Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rab regarding the Shleishas Lugim Mayim Shenofel Teichen Yayin, and Rabbi Yosef commented that I never heard it. So Abaya said you did, but this is what we need for the sugya. He told the Vahochi Amrin Halah, and this is what you were Moisef. The Rav Loi Tani Chaser Kurta Bereisha. Rav did not have the girsa of Chaser Kurta Bereisha. Rabbi Yochanan, therefore, who argues as Seifa Paul is only arguing on the Seifa. The Rav the Oman, Rav said as Alocha Devi Akur, because Fakert. If you don't have the girsa Chaser Kurta in the Mishnah, then the Mishnah is Mamish Shitas. Rav didn't only say as Alocha according to Rabbi Yochanan Manuri. Rav said as Alocha according to everybody, which was one sad in Rav Papa Shaila, which was not like Rava. Either way, Zokta Gemara Vaitav. Amar Rav Yehuda, another random halacha. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Chavis Malei Mayim. If somebody has a Chavis that has water in it, Shenofel Yamagadol, and it fell into the Yamagadol. So this Mayim was Mayim She'uvin. It fell into the Yam HaGadol, HaToivel Shom, if somebody toivels there, Lo also Lo Tefillah. His Tefillah is not going to be a good Tefillah. Chai Shinon, we're concerned, L'Shloisha Lugin, we're afraid that maybe three Lugim of this Mayim She'uvim was in one spot, Shelo Yehu B'Mokam Echad. So Rav Yehuda said another tremendous Chiddush, in the name of Rav. What was this Chiddush? And really, to understand the Chiddush, you have to have a little bit of background information. Once upon a time, the Mikvois were very dirty. They were very, very dirty, right? The Askanim, people spent a lot of money to make mikvahs clean. But once upon a time, mikvahs were very, very dirty. And people would toivel on the mikvah, and as soon as they came out of the mikvah, they felt dirty. So what they would do is, they would take a shower. They would take mayim shuvim, they would dump it on them, and that would be the way of cleaning themselves from the dirty water that was the mikvah. Because of that, the Chachamim were concerned that people are going to make a mistake. People are going to think that, you know what's metaher? It's not the dirty mikvah. It's the clean shower that the person took afterwards. So they made a gzeira. They said that if somebody takes three lugim of mayim shuvim and he toivels in it, it makes him tummy. So if you're now going to put this water on you after you toivel, you're going to be tummy. That's why you have this halacha. People don't take a shower after going to... Because there's a real halachic implication. Once upon a time, this was very real. Because people started confusing. People thought, that's the mikvah. Now you're going to go into the mikvah. So we have a person over here that wants to toivel in the Yam HaGadol. He's toiveling. And before he toivels, he takes three lugim mayim shuvim, he poured it into the Yam HaGadol. So we're concerned that maybe when he toivels in the mikvah, he's not going to go into the water that is the Yam HaGadol. He's going to go into the three lugim of mayim shuvim. And if that's the case, well, he also like tefillah. Fakir, that's something that's even metamehim. That can make it even more complicated. So Rav actually paskin the salocha. Chavis mlei amayim, shenofel liyam agadol, hatev asham, lay also like tefillah. Chai shinon, what's the chash, l'shloy shalugin? We're afraid that there may be three lugin, shalayubim bakamecha. Says the word, after the Yam HaGadol, this is only true for the Yam HaGadol, the Koyva Kaima, it's a very calm river. Avon nahar ba'alma, if the river would be flowing water, like, because then you would have to be concerned that the three lugan that you poured in. Now, this is obviously a huge, super duper chumrah, but this is one of the chumras that the chum made in Hilchas Mikvahs. Tanya Nami Hachi, a similar halacha, chavis meleya yayin, shenofa liyam HaGadol. If somebody had a chavis and there was wine in the chavis, it fell into the Yam HaGadol, atoy v'sham, they also lay tefillah. Same exact halacha. You can't be toivel there. You know why? Because maybe you toivel in yayin. Maybe you didn't toivel in yayin. So if you toivel in yayin, right, that's mikvahs 101. That is not a kosher mikvah. So it's for that reason, it's going to be a problem. We skip the next line. V'chein, another halacha, kikur shel truma. If somebody would have a kikur shel truma, shenof al sham, tamei, mai. Says the Gemara, v'chein, kikur shel truma, shenof al sham, tamei. Same halacha would be if somebody went into a mikvah and he toiveled where there was three lugim of mayim she'uvim, or where there was wine that fell into the mikvah or into the Yam HaGadol. So we concern that being that it's a calm river, that maybe he was toivel dafka in that water, or he was toivel dafka in that yahin. So if a kikur shel truma would fall into the mikvah or into the Yam HaGadol after he came out, the kikur shel truma would now become tamei. because we're concerned that you, the person, were metama the water, and now the water is going to go be metama the kikar. It just sounds like such a wild chash. But that's the halach. So the Gemara, my vechein, seems obvious. Meaning, if we're going to go down this road of being paranoid, of expecting the unexpected or almost the impossible, then yeah, why not stop? Why would you think you should stop there? It makes perfect sense that the kikar shel truma should be tameh. I'll tell you why. I would have thought hasam oiki gabra chazake. Maybe it's really a suffix. When it comes to a tameh, so what's his chazaka? He's becheskes tameh. Being that he's becheskes tameh, maybe over there it's going to be an issue. But hach over here, oiki truma chazaka. The truma is becheskes truma. It's becheskes taira. So it means that it's becheskes taira. Maybe it should be okay. Kamash malon. That is the kamash malon. That no, even to go kineged the chazaka of the truma, that it's becheskes truma tahira, even over there, that's going to be the halacha. So we started learning Masechtas Makis, which started with Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, but at least there was a connection to Makis. The reason the connection to Makis is because Ein Noimrim Yeyasezem Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza Tachno El Eloikis Arbon. And the next thing we know, we're talking about Shemitah. That was the end of yesterday's daf, and now we're talking about Mikvayis. So you have to follow the paper trail, right? So what's going on over here? I got it. It's right. We started with Achav, and the next thing you know, but what's the paper trail over here? So we learned the Mishnah. The Mishnah was discussing two Eidim that went into Bez and it said that Reuven owes Shimon $1,000 and he owes it to him in 30 days. And they found out later that Reuven really owed Shimon $1,000, but he owed it to him not in 30 days, in 10 years. So there was a whole computation of how you're supposed to figure out what exactly the Kasha Zomam is. And the Gemara felt that that was related to a very basic halach in Hilchas Shemitah, in Hilchas Shviyas. Because in 10 years is going to be a Shemitah. And Shemitah we know is Meshamet Chovis. So really, really, these Eidim wanted to make this person have to pay money that he was never going to have to pay. Because being that the law wasn't going to be due for 10 years, Shemitah was going to be Meshamet Techayv, he wasn't going to owe anything. So why do you have to speak to all the fancy financial analysts to try to figure out what the Kasha Zomam is, the Kasha Zomam should be, the full value of the Chayv? So the Gemara Shteltu Halacha and Hilchas Shviyas. Now who is the one that said that Halacha? It was Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. And who is the one that asked the Kasha from our Mishnah? It was Rav Kahana. So Rabbi Yehuda walks into Beis Medrash, he says, I heard something from my Rebbe Shmuel. Halacha and Hilchas Shviyas. Rav Kahana said, whoa, has it stood with the Mishnah? Makas daf gimel amanal. So he had a halacha from Yehuda that Rav Kahana commented on. So the Gemara, what was the halacha about? Hilchas Shmita. So Agav Urchi, we mentioned another halacha that Rav Yehuda said the name of Shmuel Hilchas Shmita. Ha'im l'chaveri amanash lo'i tishamteini Shviyas. Halacha masna mashakasa b'atayra b'davish ebemame. We mentioned then a third halacha regarding Shviyas, and that is Hamalvas chaveri stam. If somebody lends somebody money stam, even if it's a milva peh, you can't be tevei for 30 days. Karvish nas Hashem. There's a special Shemitah for 30 days. You're not allowed to touch. Okay. But now we went back. So we mentioned Shemitah. We have three halachas of Shemitah. Who was the one that said the halacha? It was Rav Yehuda. He said in the name of his Rebbe Shmuel. Who asked the kasha on it? Rav Kahana. So the Gemara, we mentioned something Rav Yehuda said in the name of his Rebbe. The Rav Kahana had a kasha. I'll tell you another halacha Rav Yehuda said in the name of his Rebbe. By the way, a different Rebbe. Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of Shmuel and he was a Talmud of Rav. Something he said in the name of Rav that was Masiv Rav Kahana. I'm Rav Yehuda Rav. Bisech Beisat Zahar B'Shabbos Chayim Chatos. Masiv Rav Kahana. So it's the same Rav Kahana that asked the kasha, says the Gemara. I'll tell you even a third time that Rav Yehuda said a halacha. This one also in the name of Rav. The Rav Kahana asked the kasha. Shloishes Lugim Mayim Shanafu Otoichen Kartav. Rav Kahana again is the one that asked the kasha, and again we're on the note of Rabbi Yehuda Marav in that regards to the halachas of Mikvayis. I'll tell you one final halacha: Chavis Malei Mayim that falls into the Yam Agadol, and now you know the rest of the story. That's the cheshbon, that's the paper trail. That's how we went from Masechtas Makis. The next thing you know, you're talking about the Yam Agadol, and you're talking about Mikvayis, and if it looks like wine or if it looks like milk, etc., etc. Either way, but before we go weiter, one ha'ara. That is, so the first halacha that we mentioned this morning: V'amar Rabbi Yehuda Marav, Hapiseach Beisat Zaber B'Shabbes Chayiv Chatos. Why? So Rashi said, the reason is chayiv chatas, two words, shetikein kli, mesakin mona, makav patash. You had a beged that was almost complete, you went, you dealt the final blow, you completed the beged, you're chayiv for violating one of the 39 melachis, which one? Makav patash. Makav patash could be anything. If you're mashlim something, you complete a job on Shabbos, even if you didn't start it on Shabbos, but you completed it, you could be chayiv in that vein, you finished this beged, you gave it the finishing touches, you're going to be chayiv. To be halacha, in Hilchas Shabbos, in Simin, Shin Mem says that from the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Yud, Halacha Yud, it's not mashma that he learned like Rashi. The Rambam over there is talking about the Malach of Kireya, tearing on Shabbos. It's one of the Lamatas Malachas. Says the Rambam, HaKireya, if somebody tears, k'day litvar shtei tfirois, if somebody tears something, but he does it with the intent to go sew back what it is he tore, chayef. He's chayef for the malach of kireya. Aval kireya lafsida. If somebody tears with the intent not to sew it back, but he actually wants to destroy the thing that he's tearing right now, potter mipnei shehu mekalkel. Because if you do something destructive on Shabbos, you're mekalkel. On Shabbos is a special halach of meleches machsheves asra Torah. If somebody eats nevela, but he does it bederech mekalkel, it doesn't matter. But if somebody does a meleches Shabbos and he does it in a destructive way, not in a constructive way, so you do it ba'ufen mekalkel meleches machsheves asra Torah. Otherwise, you're going to be pot. Akirei b'chamasa, the Rambam continues. Somebody tears because he's angry. Oy alamez, or he's ricing kriya because a karev died. Shu chayev l'kriya olav chayev. He's chayev. Neshem yashiv is daite b'davar zeh. V'yonuach yitzroi. V'hoyol v'chamasa yishaycheches b'davar zeh. Harei uke mesakim v'chayev. He's a mesakim because it's going to calm him down a little bit. He's being mekayim a mitzvah maybe. But being that he's calming down, he's going to be chayev. He's considered a mesakim. And finally, says the Rambam, v'abiseach beis hatzavra b'shabbos chayev. If somebody opens up a beis hatzavra on Shabbos, he's going to be chayv. Zok to ber halacha. Where did Rambam get that last halacha from? Hapiseach beis atzaveh b'shabbos. It's machisav gemar and beis. It's our gemar. And where did the Rambam bring it? The Rambam didn't bring it in the halachas where he discusses machi b'batish. He brought it where he discusses the malacha of kireya. Zok to ber halacha. It's mashma that the Rambam held. Hapiseach beis atzaveh b'shabbos is chayv not because of machi b'batish. He chayv because of kireya. It's pashut. It's a chloridiyak in the Rambam. But if that's the case, freak to ber halacha. What's pshat in Rashi? Why did Rashi learn that a kireya, a pesach, beis atzaver b'shabbos is chayev mishum esakin mono? The chayev, the Rambam's right. You're a kireya. You're tearing a beggar. If you're tearing a beggar, you should be chayev for kireya. Why did Rashi have to come on to mesakin mono? So to understand, to fully appreciate the bir halachas teretz, just need a little bit of background information. And that is, there are a few malachas of the lametes malachas that the Mishnah says you're only chayiv if you do it with a certain intention. So usually if someone's zayreya, yechayrish, it doesn't matter what you were thinking. It doesn't matter what your intention was. Stating that, there are a few malachas mentioned in the Mishnah in Klal Gadol that goes through the Lametas Malachas, where the Mishnah itself delineates a certain condition, a certain thought process that has to be going through your mind while you're doing the malacha. Kareya. Mishnah says kareya has to be almanas litvar. Soiser has to be almanas livnois. Moichek is one of Lametas Malachas. But you're only chayiv if you did it al menas lichtoif. So yesh lachka. Chakira 101. Yesh lachka. When we say that kireya has to be al menas litvar, so yesh al menas, what's the pshat? Is the pshat that is the tzuras ha-malacha? So if somebody tears and he doesn't have in mind to sow it, it's not the malacha. Just like if you wouldn't tear, you wouldn't be chayiv for kireya. If you tear but you don't do it al menas litvar, you're not kireya. It's a tenai. It's a condition in the chafza, in the tzura of the malacha. Without amanas litvar, it's not kireya. Just like without tearing, it's not kireya. Without amanas livnois, it's not soiser. Just like without soiser, it's not soiser. Without amanas lichtoiv, it's not moichik. Just like without moichik, it's not moichik. There's no prost gzeiris akosiv that the only time you could be a kireya is if you're amanas litvar, where you're going to say some super lundis that the tzuras hamelach is amanas litvar. Kireya is kireya, moichik is moichik, soiser is soiser. But there's a halacha in Hilchos Shabbos that a mekalkel b'Shabbos is potter. And usually, if you're kireya and you're soiser, you're moichik, you're doing something destructive. You're being a mekalkel. And being that you're being mekalkel, you can't be chayiv. So the Mishnah is giving me a hechitimtza where it's possible to be kireya, soiser, moichik, where you're doing something constructive, not destructive, where you're being mesakin, you're not being mekalkel. How so? I'm being kireya, but it's someone else lit for. I'm being soiser, but it's amanas livnois. I'm being moichik, but it's amanas lichtoiv. So the yisoy of the tenai of amanas is not because b'hochi chayvei rachmona, that is the chefza, that is the tzuras of the malacha. No, the tzuras of the malacha is kireya. It's soiser, it's moichik. But there's a condition, because without the condition, it's going to be mekalkel. Without the condition, it's going to be mekalkel. There's a Tosfos in Perek Klal Gadol, Tosfos Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara over there is discussing the malacha of koitzer, or zoymer. So if somebody is weeding his field, he's being koitzer. So it says the Gemara, zoymer, or koitzer's chayif, only if you tzarech le'etzer. You have to need the wood. If you don't need the wood, you're not going to be chayif. Says Tosfos, Pasha, you would say that the reason a kaitzin has to need the wood that he's being kaitzin in order to be chayiv is because otherwise it's going to be a malacha she'ena tzricha legufa, where you don't necessarily want the outcome, you don't want the thing that you're taking. The problem is, if that's the case, it's going to be totally machlekes or either Reb Shimon whether malacha she'ena tzricha legufa is chayiv or pater. And if you're telling me that the only time you're chayiv is if it's yitzarach le'etzim, that it doesn't work with Rabbi Yehuda that holds malacha shein tzricha l'gufa chayiv. And Tosfos says it's not mashma that way in the sugya. It's mashma, this sugya is the kuli alma, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds malacha shein tzricha l'gufa chayiv. So if that's the case, Zok Tosfos, what's pshat in this gemara? Why does kaitzer have to be tzarach le'etzim? So I'll read to you Tosfos' lashon. Nira, da feel the Rabbi Yehuda mechayiv malacha shein tzricha l'gufa, even according to Rabbi Yehuda that holds your chayiv, even where it's a malacha shein tzricha l'gufa, be'ina tzarach le'etzim. You still need tzarach leitzim. Deloy mikri be'etzim koitzer ela be'inyan zeh. What the Gemara is being mechadish is that the tzuras amalacha of koitzer is tzarach leitzim. And says Tosfos, don't get so excited. There's precedence for that. You know what the precedence is? Midi to have a kareya. Just like by kareya, it has to be amanas litvar. Umaychik, it has to be amanas lichtoiv. So it's beforeish that you see kareya has to be amanas lichtoiv. Zok. Same thing will be with Kaitzer. Kaitzer has to be. In a case, we talk like, Frank, up Kiveg, and it's right here in Gilead Hashas on the side of the Gemara. Tosfos, you're saying a Chiddush Neira. Tosfos, you seem to be saying that Kerei Amanas Litvar is a Tanai in the Tzura of what Kerei is. Meichik Amanas Lichtoiv is a Tanai in what Meichik is. I don't think that's the pshat. I think the only reason Kareya has to be Almanas Litvar is because otherwise they're going to be a Makalkal. I think the only reason Meichik has to be Almanas Lichtav is because otherwise Meichik is going to be a Makalkal. But there's no halacha tonight has to be Almanas. What do you need Almanas for? Almanas is just a proba. It's a hechitimsa, so it shouldn't be Makalkal. And Rav Kivegas says, I'll prove it to you. You know what my proof is? This is Gemara, Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kufei Amid Beis, and this is one of the most festive Gemaras. You could have a whole Yarchi Kala around this Gemara. The Gemara says, if somebody tears because he's angry, or because he's an Ovel, or someone close to him died, even though you're a Mechal Shabbos, Yotzi Dei Kriya. The second part of this, for sure, you can have a Yachid Kala around. Because even though you are over Shabbos, still you chay, mitzvah, babaveira, mitzvah, all the sugyas tie into this. But the bottom line is, the Yerushalmi's kasha. But either way, vashteta, if someone's kareya because he's angry, he's chay. Frank of Kivega, you didn't do an amanas l'sakin. Somebody writes his kriya, it's amanas, of course not. Someone's kareya b'chamos, he was thinking about me masaking it? No, he was thinking about ripping it into 9,000 pieces. He's upset, right? That's why he's ripping a baguette. So this person is obviously not doing it amanas. Why are you chayiv? I'm a kalkal as potter. I'm a kalkal. You're doing it because you're letting out steam. It's actually pretty good for you. I mean, the Gemara says, maybe it's not good. But the point is, in his mind, there's an element of tikkun over here. I mean, there's an element of tikkun over here, and that's why he's doing it. That's why you're going to be chayiv. But al kapodim, zakrab kivega, what do you see in this Gemara? You see in this Gemara that there's no tanai that you have to have al manas, because otherwise it's not kareya. No, you just need that it should be mesakin. And this is going to make it not mesakin. So let's go back to the Bir HaLacha. Zok the Bir HaLacha. If someone's Peseach Beis HaTzavah B'Shabbos, Yechayiv Chatos. When this person was Peseach Beis HaTzavah B'Shabbos, did he do it Almanas Litvar? No, he wants to finish up his baguette. He's not doing it Almanas to sew it back up. He wants to wear a suit. And he realized he doesn't have a suit for Shabbos. He left it in the cleaners. All right, no, so I'll finish off my suit. That's what this guy did. So he did a b'shagig. That's why he's only chayv chadas. But whatever. But the point is, this person is not doing it amanas litvar. He's doing it because he wants it. So, are you chayiv mishum kereya? Rashi says, yichayiv mishum esakimon. The Rambam says, yichayiv mishum kereya. What's the fraga? What's the chakira? What's the shayla? The shayla is, if someone's kereya, he didn't do it amanas litvar, but he was mesakim. Are you chayiv or are you potter? Rashi in Makis Tav Gimel Amid Beis held like Tosfos in Shabbos Tav Ayin Gimel Amid Beis, where Tosfos says that kareya is only chayiv if you did it almanas litvar. And being that you didn't do it almanas litvar, you can't be chayiv mishum kareya. Why are you chayiv? You chayiv for a new reason. You chayiv mishum esak yamana. The Rambam, however, held like Kveger in the Kasha that avada you don't need it to be almanas litvar in order for you to be chayiv. Either is a tanai almanas litvar in the Mishnah. That's just a hechitimtza to make it a mesakin and not be a makalkal. But if you're a mesakin anyways because you want this beggar, you're going to be chayiv. And the truth is, that's the whole Lashon HaRambam. What did Rambam say? Hakareya kedei litvar shtei tfirois, amanas litvar shtei tfirois chayiv, aval hakareya lahafsido potem ibnei shu makalkal. Hakere b'chamosoy oyal meis shuchayev lekroyal of chayev. I'm forwarding because harehu mesakin, because you're a mesakin. So the Rambam held this posh. All you need to do is be a mesakin. As long as you're a mesakin, you be chayev. Pesach, beitzatzav, beshabbos is a mesakin, and it's for that reason he is going to be chayev. Either way, zok the mishnah vaita. So we return to the laws of Edom Zayim. Zok the mishnah meidin anu bishpleini shechayev lechaver mesakin. So two Edom walk in the Bezdin. And they tell Bezdin, Ish Ploini owes Ruvain owes Shimon 200 zos. V'nimtzu Zayim, and afterwards they were found to be Edom Zayim. So the halacha is Loiken. The Edom Zayim get Malchus, Umishalmin, and they also have to pay Kasha Zoman, in this case $200. Why? Shaloi Hashem, Hamavian Lide Makus, Mivian Lide Tafshlumin Divre Rabbi Meir. Says Rabbi Meir, they have to pay money. That's Vasisim Lekash Hazom and Lassas Lachim. They're also going to get Malchus. Why you get two punishments? I think you get one punishment for one Avera. Why two punishments? Says Rav Meir, because Shaloi Hashem, Amavil Odei Malchus, Amavil Odei Tashlumen. No. They were really over two things. The way Rashi explains the Gemara, there's two different psukim that are being mechayiv the two respective Aitchen. On the one hand, the person was over Leisana Bereyach Eitchakar. You know what I say? Eid Shakar and Bezen, one of the Ten Commandments. For that, he's going to get Malchus. I love Shein Bei Maisos. Obviously, Rav Meir holds love Shein Bei Maisos like it all. So you're going to get Malchus for Leisana Bereyach Eitchakar. And at the same time, you're going to have to pay money. Vasisim Leikashazam and Lassas Lachit. Now, if we were learning together first Seder, we'd sit down and we'd go through this Tosfos right here, and there's another Tosfos in Masechtas Ksuvos, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis, and we'd go through Tosfos Pshat and Rashi's Pshat, and what exactly Shaloi Hashem Amavil Dei Makas Mavil Dei Tashlum. But either way, for what we do, Rashi's Pshat, it's Zok the Gemara of Chachamim Ma'imrim, Kala Mishalim, Ain't No Like It, but the Chachamim argue, the Chachamim say, no, it's no such thing. It doesn't matter. Shaloi Hashem, one Pasuk, two Psukim. The bottom line is, if you pay, you don't get Malchus. And being that the Edom Zoymimin pay, they have to pay Kasha Zoman, there's not going to be Malchus for Leisan Breyacha Eid Shaket. Nochal Halacha, Mi'idin Ono Bishplein, Shuchayiv Malchus Arboim. If two Edom walk in the Bezdin, they say that somebody did an Avera for which he's Chayiv Malchus, he ate an Avela, Vidimtsu Zoymimin. Now they were found to be Zoymimin. Like Yishmaidim, they have to get Malchus times two, 80 Malchus. Why? Number one, Mishum Leisan Breyach Eid Shaker, Mishum Basis and Lake Kasha Zaman, Divir Rab Meir. The Chachamim Meir, the Chachamim say, Ein Leikin El Arbam. You don't get Malchus Shmeinim, you get Malchus Arbam. So it's really two Machleikis in between Rab Meir and the Chachamim in the Mishnah. The first Machleikis is where the Edom was saying Edus regarding Dine Mominus. They wanted to be Machayev somebody money, and now they were found to be Edom Zaymimim. So in addition to Basis and Lake Kasha Zaman, Lassus Lachav says Rab Meir, they're also going to get Malchus for Leisana. Chachamim say, no, there's no such thing as Leikim Mishale. And being that his Mishalim, the male is going to be no Malchus. The second Machlokes says, with the Edom saying Edom that somebody's supposed to get Malchus, according to Rav Meir, you're going to get Malchus for Kasha Zomam, and you're going to get Malchus for Leisana. The Chachamim say, Ein Loikin Ella Arboim. So this is a little bit of a Chiddush, because we started off the Masechta. In the Masechta, it was, the beginning was Mashma, that ordinarily Edom Zomam don't get Malchus. Either over Leisana Breyachi Echoket, that was the Gemara's Kasha, that Beis and Beis. The Gemara said Leisana is a Lav Shein Beimais. When do Edom Zoymimin get Malchus in very specific cases? Midin Anu Bishpoinishu Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. Midin Anu Bishpoinishu Chayiv Golos. According to the Rambam, all Dalid Dvarim that are mentioned in the Braisa on that Beis and Beis, meaning if two Edom say that somebody's Chayiv Koifer, or two Edom say that somebody stole, the Einloi V'nimka B'gnei Vasai. So, but the point is, it's in specific cases, and it's not even because of the Pasuk of Leisana. It's because of a new Pasuk. It's based on a special pasuk, but for Leisana, no, that's the lav shein bei meisa. Here we have a shittas Rav Meir in the Mishnah, where Rav Meir says you do get malchus for Leisana, and there's really two nafkaminas where Rav Meir said is halacha. Number one, if the Edom was saying Edus regarding mominus, they'll be loiker mashalim, and if the Edom was saying Edus regarding malchus, instead of being loiker arboim, they're going to be loiker shmeinim. So this next amid is a real festa amid, and this amid appears in another place in Shas, in Perik Elu Nairis. So in Yeshiva, they go through this amid twice. They go through it when you learn Masechtas Malchus, and you go through it when you learn Perik Elu Nairis. But we're going to do what we do. Zok de Gemara, Bishleim le Rabbanon, Bishleim according to the Rabbanon. That's it. If two Edom say Edom said somebody owes money, and they're found to be Edom Zoymimin, so the Allah is Vasisal Le Kashazam and Lassas Lachiv, but they're not going to get Malchus. I understand the Rabbanon Shita. Because Kedei Rishas Iksif, it says in the Pasuk, you're supposed to punish the person, Kedei Rishasa. It says it in the context of Malchus. V'hoya ben Hakus Rasha, v'pilu ha-shefet, v'hiko l'fanav, Kedei Rishasa b'mispar. That's the pasuk that teaches us that sometimes Edom Zayim get Malchus. Kedei Rishasa, we learn, Mishum Risha, achas atu mechayvoy, v'yata mechayvoy, Mishum Shtei Rishoyf. You can't ever be chayv Malchus El Rameir, my time, what's Pshan Rameir? Meaning, even if you're going to tell me Rameir holds that Lav she'im by my soul like all. You can get Malchus Leisan Breyach Chakra. But isn't there another halacha? Isn't there something called Kedei Rishasai? And shouldn't Kedei Rishasai itself teach me that you can't be like a Meshalim? Sakhti Gemara, Amarula, Ula said, Gomami Meitish, you learned from Meitish, Ma Meitish, Shem, like a Meshalim. Just like a Meitish, Shem, is like a Meshalim. Avkol, like a Meshalim. So, we know what the Maitre Shem was. Maitre Shem was someone that gets married to a Basula, Basula Nisus Leim HaRevi, right? The Maitre Shem really picks up in Ksubas Dab Bezim and Alf. Basula Nisus Leim HaRevi. Why? Because we're concerned that maybe he's going to find the Pesach Pasuach. He's going to realize that this woman was Mezana already, which means that it could be she did this Maitre's Nus while she was an Eshesish, in which case she's ushered to be with her husband. We want him to run to Bezim. Bezim used to convene Mondays and Thursdays. And therefore, you want them to get married the night before Bezdin convenes, so that next morning, while he's really angry, he can run into Bezdin, he can tell Bezdin exactly what happened. If Besula would be Nisus, let's say on Monday night, and it could be by the time Thursday morning he would come down already, and he may end up living with a woman, but I let him get married Sunday night. Shaktu. But either way, that's Ksubas Daf Beis, right? So, the halacha is, Besula Nisus Le'yoyim HaRevi. So what happens if a man walks into Bezdin Thursday morning, I got married last night, and then they find out afterwards, like, I was a liar. It's not true. Really, she was a besula. So he's considered a Maitzi Shemra. He was being Maitzi Shemra on this woman, that she was Mizana, she was Nivala Tachtov, and the halacha is we punish him. He gets two punishments. Number one, he has to pay knas. He has to pay Meir Kesef. He gives it La Viha Naira. Because the only time there's halacha Maitzi Shemra is if she was a Naira. So you have to give it La Viha Naira. Not just that. The Yisroi, said the Pasuk, says he's going to get Malchus as well. But the bottom line is the Maitzi Shemra is an example where you're like a Mashalim. So it's Ochti Gemara. Meir, hell, Gomami Maitzi Shemra. Ma Maitzi Shemra like a Mashalim. Avkol like a Mashalim. Freit the Gemara. Mala Maitzi Shemra Chakan Knas. How can you learn that Adam Zoyman are like a Mashalim from Maitzi Shemra? Maitzi Shemra is unique because the moment that a Maitzi Shemra has to pay is Knas. So being that it's Knas, a Knas is a Chiddush, so maybe by Knas, in that Parsha Mechudeshes, there's Malchus as well. But in Edom Zoymimin, when they pay money, maybe over there you're not going to be like Zok to Gemara, Savala Krebi Akiva, the other Edom Zoymimin Knas. No, Ramei holds like Krebi Akiva. Who holds that Edom Zoymimin also pay Knas, so you're learning Knas from Knas. You can't learn Mamun from Knas, but you can learn Knas from Knas. So just like Maitzi Shemra pays Knas and they get Malchus, so too Edom Zoymimin would pay Knas and would get Malchus. So two horrors. Number one, you see this idea of Kedei Rishasai. Mishum Risha, Achas Atta Mechayvai, Viata Mechayvai, Mishem Risha, Shtei Rishasai. And the question, that's the Rabban. The reason the Rabban in the Mishnah hold that you're not Loiko Mishalim, Edom Zoymimin, it's not necessarily because Leisana is a Lav Shem B'maisa. Even if you hold Leisana, you do get Malchus for. And there's no halacha of no Malchus for Lav, still you wouldn't be Loiko Mishalim. Because there's a halacha, Mishum Risha, Achas Atta Mechayvai, V'i Atta Mechayvai, Mishum Shtei Rishas. Now this halacha sounds very similar to the halacha that's discussed in great length of Perek Eil Maris. And other places in Shas, we had it in Sanhedrin, Perek Hanis Schofen. Right, comes up in a bunch of places. The halacha of Kamla B'derabimene. Right, isn't that what it sounds like? Mishum Risha, Achas Atta Mechayvai, V'i Atta Mechayvai, Mishum Shtei Rishas. Now what's the halacha of Kamla B'derabimene? What's the classic case? The classic case is where a man killed a pregnant woman, the woman died, and the child miscarried. So the halacha is that if the woman dies, you're not chayav to pay the mominus that the vlad was worth in terms of tashlumei mom. If nothing happens to the mother, vim lo yeh asa, in the pasuk says anesh yonish, but vim yeh asa, in the no, then the halacha is yichayv misa. And being that yichayv misa, you don't pay momin because of kamla b'derabimene. So there's an idea of kamla b'derabimene. Kedei Rishasa sounds like the same thing. Stating that, in Yeshiva, it's Yidua from Reb Chaim, Chaim Stencils, where Reb Chaim said that, no, Kedei Rishasa and Kamla B'Durabine are two completely different halachas. The words of Reb Chaim are, Kamla B'Durabine was said by Misa and Mamoin, and the gather of Kamla B'Durabine is that the Misa patters the Mamoin. So whenever there's a chi of Misa, Misa is a pointer. It's an exemption of some sort. It's a safe harbor on the Chi of Mammon. It ponders the Mammon. The Misa itself paters the mama. Two types of kamlim derabanan tonet vechiski or all the rest. But nisa somehow paters mama. Kedei Rishos is different. It's not the pshat that the malkis paters the mamin or the mamin paters the malkis. There's no piter and niftar over here. There's a halacha that you can't get malkis a mamin. You can't administer malkis a mamin. Not because one punishment or one chiyuv is somehow knocking out the other. It's more of a halacha that was said to Bezdin. Bezdin can administer both. In terms of what the implications are, so you can take a look at Reb Chaim in stencils. It's Bekitzer here, Makis, Daf Beis, Amid Beis. It's a little bit more Barichas and Perikei Lunairis and the Sugyo and Daf Lamid Beis and Daf Lamid Gimel. That's the first story. The second story is a classic Meshach Chachma. So usually, Mishum Risha Achas Atam Mechaivai, Viatam Mechaivai, Mishum Shtei Rishai. Stating that, the Moitzi Shemra is different. The Moitzi Shemra is the one example where you find that even according to the Chachamim, you like a Mishal. Look him in the Torah. The pasuk says v'yisroisai, which is malchus, and it says v'anshoisai. You're supposed to make him pay meir kesa. So why is it that the Moitzi Shemra is different? Why you over there like a mashalim? So said Remeir Simcha. That truth is, if you look in the pasukim, there's a gevaldig adiak. The pasuk says kikachish isha uba elea usneya. This is the parasha of the Moitzi Shemra. V'samla ali lois dvarim. And this person posed in her direction, his wife, Ali Laistvar. He made up a story. He was Moitzi Shemra. V'hoitzi olea Shemra. V'omer. And he said, so Isha hazois lo kachti. V'ekra ve'ilev le'metzosi lo besulim. V'lokach avi anayr v'ima. V'hoitzi as besuli anayr zikne ir ha'shara. V'omer avi anayr l'skenim as biti nasati lisha zev ha'yisna'el. Says the Pasuk. V'hine hu som Ali Laistvarim le'mer le'metzosi le'metzosi besulim. When we chazer over the story, it says what he said, minus one word. Originally, v'sam lo ali leizdvar. In the Chazara, v'hine hu sam ali leizdvar. What happened to the word la? Why the first time does it say la, and here it doesn't say la? It says Rav Simcha, because the truth is, when a person's Moitzi Shemra, he's doing two averes. Number one, he's being Moitzi Shemra on this girl. He's saying that she was a Naira, and she was Mezana, when she was an Eish Ish. So he's being Moitzi Shemra. So he deserves to be punished for what he did to this girl. But the truth is, that being that she's a Naira, and any avera that she does is going to reflect very poorly on her father. She's not, this person is not only being Moitzi Shemra on the girl, he's being Moitzi Shemra on the parents as well. He's being Moitzi Shemra on the avia naira. Zokra Meir Simcha, that's the diuk. On the one hand, it's for some law, Ali Lizdvarim. He's some law, he's being Moitzi Shemra on the girl, but there's also an element, Vinei, who's some Ali Lizdvarim, not some law. Some, referring to Loi, referring to the avia naira. Zokra Meir Simcha, if the Moitzi Shemra is doing two averas, he's a sum law, and he's a sum lie. Now you can understand why he's like a mashale. Because one chiyuv is for what he did to her, is for the sum law, and the other chiyuv is what he did to him, it's for the sum. I once saw the Shagasari in Gvur Sari, I think in Makis Dabe, it says the same chiddush, but either way, that's Ramei Simcha's chap. Ramei Simcha's chap is that the Moitzi Shemra is like a mashale, because really the Moitzi Shemra did something to her, and the Moitzi Shemra did something to Hillel. Either way, so the Gemara asked Kasha, what's Pshana Ramei? Ramei holds your like a mashale, what happened to Kedei Rishasai? So the Gemara, come on, let me Moitzi Shem. The Moitzi Shem is like a Mishalim. So there's no reason that Edom Zayman shouldn't be like a Mishalim as well. I Moitzi Shemra is Knas. So like Rabbi Akiva, this is also Knas. By the way, it could be the reason the Rabbanon argue with Rameyers, because the Rabbanon hold the Moitzi Shemra is Mavi. Right? The Gemara's mash was Mishum Rabbi Akiva Amru that Edom is Knas. But either way, Zok the Gemara, Iki the Masla, the Ula. Aha, some had Ula. What did Ula say? Ula said, Gama mi Moitzi Shemra. Those words, not referring to our Mishnah right here, not referring to Makistav Dalid, but actually referring to a Brais. I didn't learn to the Brais. So there's Aloch of Noiser. If you have a carbon Pesach, you're not allowed to leave the carbon more than the prescribed amount of time. So the carbon Pesach, for example, had to be eaten. The carbon Pesach was brought Erev Pesach. It was eaten on Pesach itself. That's why in the Torah, Chag HaPesach is Erev Pesach. What's Pesach referred to in the Torah? It's Chag HaMatzos. Really, Chag HaPesach is Erev Pesach. That's when they used to bring the carbon Pesach. But they used to eat the carbon Pesach at night, together with the matzahs, a matzahs and roiru. But the halacha is that if somebody would leave over the carbon Pesach past that night, or any other carbon for that matter, he's over the iser, deiraisa of loisoi siru mimenu abayker. And then the Torah says, the anoisa mimenu abayker, if somebody does do that, there's a mitzvah saseh, be'esh nesreifu, you have to burn the noisa. So Gemara, the Torah gave a mitzvah saseh, ba, kos litin haseh achol isay, loim, she'in loikin olav, you don't get malchus, if you're Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says, you don't get malchus on the lav of noisa. You know why? because it's nite class A. And we all know lash nite class A ain't like it up. Kiva Kiva says, Leiman Hashem, but that's not the reason. If you want to know why there's no malchus, because the lavshein be maisa, and you never get malchus for a lav, so if Rabbi Yehuda had to come on to a new reason why it is that you don't get malchus for noiser, it's because it's a lav she nite class A, it's mashmif, not for the fact that it was nite class A, you would get malchus. You have a better reason. Must be Rabbi Yehuda holds that lav shein b'mais. And this is Rabbi Yehuda's sheet in Shas. By the way, if you look at the Maseres HaShas, if it sounds familiar, Sanhedrin Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. He had this very same Gemara not so long ago. But either way, how do we know that? How does Rabbi Yehuda know his halach of lav shein b'mais like in Aleph? Now, the fact that lav shein b'mais ain't like in Aleph, the Gemara brings a few makayres in the third paragraph of Masechtas Makkah. So we're going to get to that. But in terms of Rabbi Yehuda's sheet that holds lav shein b'mais like in all of them. What's his makar? It's Akhti Gemara. Ula said these words. Gomar mi moitzi shemra. Ma moitzi shemra lav shem b'maisa. Just like moitzi shemra lav shem b'maisa. All he did was talk. And he gets malchus. I've called lav shem b'maisa. Like to anyone that does a lav shem b'maisa. Like in all. Faith to Gemara. Ma'ala moitzi shemra. Shekin loiku mishalim. How can you learn from moitzi shemra? Moitzi shemra is unique. You see you loiku mishalim. You never loiku mishalim. So you see the chiddush that you loiku mishalim. Maybe there's another chiddush that you get malchus even for a lav shem b'maisa. How do you know ordinarily? It's Akhti Gemara. You're right. El Amar Rish Lakish. So Rish Lakish said, Rabbi Yehuda's makar can't be moitzi shemra. Just like Edom Zoymimin, which is a lav shein b'maisa, they get malchus. It says Rashi, where do you find Edom Zoymimin get malchus? Malchus da beis, mi'idin onu bish ploini, shu ben gerusha ben chalutza, elo loikar bun. So too, I've called lav shein b'maisa, like, you know, but the Gemara says you can't learn every lav shein b'maisa from Edom Zoymimin. It's true, Edom Zoymimin is a lav shein b'maisa, shu like it all. But ma'al Edom Zoymimin, shu kein ain't tzrichin hasra. It's very unique. You don't need hasra. Ordinarily, you can't give somebody malchus without Asra. You can't give somebody Mises Bezdin without Asra. He has to be warned. Edom have to warn him. There's a whole bunch of halachas that govern Asra. Safik, Toich Kedei Dibur. There's a whole bunch of halachas as it relates to Asra. So Edom Zoyim didn't have Asra. And being that Edom Zoyim didn't have Asra and still they get Malchus, that means their Malchus is a parsha lechudeshes. So you can't learn from Edom Zoyim just like you can't learn from Moisei Shemra. But the Gemara says, it's true, I can learn from Edom Zoyim because Edom Zoyim is ain't Trichan Asra, but at least I can use Moitzi Shemra as a Teichiach. Moitzi Shemra Yoichiach, that you see, you get Malchus, even though it's a Lav She'ein by Maisa, and over there, you do need Hasra. But the Gemara says, V'chaz Radin, I can't learn from Moitzi Shemra, we just said, because Moitzi Shemra is like Umishale. So the Gemara says, you're right. I can't learn it straight from Moitzi Shemra. Again, we're trying to learn Lav She'ein by Maisa, like enough. Rabbi Yehuda Shita. He has two places in Shas where you find this idea. Moitzi Shemra and Edom Zoymimin. Moitzi Shemra, Lav Shein B'maisa, V'yisra Roysoi, like it all of? Edom Zoymimin, V'hayim B'nakas HaRasha, like it all. I can't learn it direct from Moitzi Shemra, because Moitzi Shemra has a Chumrah that's very unique. You're like Mashal. I can't learn it direct from Edom Zoymimin. Edom Zoymimin has a Chumrah, it's very unique. You don't find anywhere else. Ain't Tzrichin Hasra. But what I could do is, I could learn it from the Tzad HaShav. Hatzad HaShav HaShabahem is Lav Shein B'maisa V'Loikin Olav. Because each one doesn't have the other one's unique characteristic. Moitzi Shemra is like a Mashale, but Edom Zoymim is not like a Mashale. Edom Zoymim is Ain't Tzrichin Hasra, but Moitzi Shemra is Tzrichin Hasra. So between the Tzad HaShav, I could say, I've called Lav Shein B'maisa V'Loikin Olav. Faith to Rabbi Mala Tzad HaShav HaShabahem Shekein Knas. The Tzad HaShav still has something unique. What's unique? It's knas. So mehechitesi in a regular, ordinary halacha that doesn't involve knas is the halacha going to be the lav shein b'maisa like an oath? Holy kash, Rabbi Yehuda loisav like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold like Rabbi Akiva. He holds Ein Zoyim is not a knas. If Ein Zoyim is not a knas, it's not true. Malat zada shava shabem shekein knas. Moitzi Shemra is knas. Ein Zoyim is not knas. Ela, but the Gemara says I could still ask a kasha. Malat zada shava shabem shekein yesh ben tzad chomer. The tzad shava has a tzad chomer. What's the tzad chomer? One has eight tzrichin hasra, the other one is like a mashalim. Rabbi the tzad chomer leparich. Rabbi Yehuda, he was in a spal. Some mandamer and chas are in a spal. When it comes to a tzad hashava, they'll say, I understand each one doesn't have its the respective chumrah of the other one, but they both have a chumrah. Rabbi Yehuda is not in a spal from that taina. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't care about the tzad chomer. Before we end, just one ha'ara. One ha'ara. Going back to Makis Daf Beis Lamed Aleph. So if you remember, at the end of the first daf, the end of Daf Beis, so we spoke at Tosfos Kasha. Tais asks a kasha. Me eden onu bish ployni. Shu ben gerutza, ben gerusha, or ben chalutza. So the Mishnah says, Ein noim remiyasa ben gerusha ben chalutza tachtav. Elo loikarba. In other words, ben gerusha ben chalutza, and golos, and koifer, and eved ivri, according to the Rambam. Those are examples where you don't say vasis and loikasha zol b'masas la'ochet. What do you do to the perpetrators? What do you do to the edim zoyimimim? Loikab. Freit, Tais a kasha. I don't understand. If you're telling me that there's no kasha zomim in these cases, how could their edus be admissible in court in the first place? Edus 101 is that edus has to be yochel azimah. Hazomah is such an integral part, like we spoke at in Chidashim to the Masechta, to the laws of edus, that if edus is not possible to come to hazomah, the edus is dead on arrival. It's possible. So if you're telling me that you can't be mekayim kasha zoma by ben gerusha ben chalutza, so it comes out edus to ben gerusha ben chalutza is edus shati yochel azimo. If it's edus shati yochel azimo, the edus should be possible. So Tais says two terutzim. The first terut Tais says is kiven do loikin havi kasha zoma. No. There is kasha zomah. It's not the regular punishment of kasha zomah. It's not fasis on the kasha zomah last lachim. But it's v'hoyim ben akas ha-rosha. There is an oynish of Malkus. The Oynish of Malkus is considered, lumbus, a kiyum of kasha zomah. Being that it's considered a kiyum of kasha zomah, so it is eidah sha'at to yochel azimah, because you are being mekayim kasha zomah. The Oydei Shlomet says Toisvis, it's true, you're not being mekayim kasha zomah when you give the ben gerusha ben chalutza Malkus. But says Toisvis, the only time Eidus has to be yochel azimah is if it's possible to be mekayim kasha zomah. But if it's not possible to be mekayim kasha zomah, over there the Eidus doesn't have to be yochel azimah. So it's Yudua, the chiddush of the Neid of Yehuda, that he said as a nafgamina between Tosfos two truths. The Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin, Dafnan Malav Amud Beis, we know that when Edom would walk into Bezdin, then Bezdin would cross-examine them. And they would ask them a whole bunch of different questions. And the questions that Bezdin would ask them, Chazal divided into two groups. It says, V'darashta v'chakarta. V'darashta means you have to ask what is referred to in the Mishnah as bedikos. V'chakarta means you have to ask what's known in the Mishnah as chakiros. What's the technical difference between bedikos and chakiros? Chakiros is all related to when exactly this ma'aseh took place. Sheva chakiros, shalosh chakiros. It's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Amud Aleph, where it goes through what day, what time, what Shemitah, what Yovel, right? Yeah, it asks all the questions just to know exactly when this event took place. It's all about the when. Bedikos were more technical questions. What color suit was the person wearing? What color hair did he have? Did he have glasses? Those are the types of questions that would be the bedikas. Ma ben chakiris bedikas, says the Gemara, bedikas, if somebody says any day, you know, I don't remember what color. Did he have glasses? I'm not sure. Did he have a mustache? I just can't remember. So that would be what the person would say. It'd be fine. It doesn't matter. The whole yisoid of the bedikas is to see maybe they'll trip up. But to the extent he says any day, so you're not going to trip him up. So there's nothing to worry about. Chakiris, if he says any idea, that's a problem. Says the Gemara, I don't understand. Mechti, idiv, idiv, deiraisi. Bedikos and chakiris are both deiraisi. Maishno chakiris and maishno bedikos. Amalesi told him, hachi hashta, the answer is so obvious. Bechakiris, being that it's all related to when this took place, omar echad any idea, idusim betelo, dahavilo eide shi'iyat yochel azimo. You want to know, it's because eide shat yochel azimo. But bedikas, if someone says any idea, it doesn't kayemes, because edeshat yochel azimo. Being that the chakira is involved, the when, if an aide walks into Bezin and says, I don't know when this event took place, there's no way to be mazim him. Because what's hazama? Imanua yisem, b'makom ployni, b'zman ployni. But if they didn't say when it happened, there's no way to be mazim them. So it's edeshat yochel azimo, and that's why it's going to be possible. Mitzad v'darashto v'chakarto, any idea will be okay. Because that Mechayiv just says, ask them questions, maybe they'll trip up. If he says any idea, so he didn't trip up, there's nothing to worry about. But there's another reason why Chakiris, if he says any idea, it's going to be possible, because it's going to be Eidah Shat Yochel. Says the Neid of Yehuda, L'chayri, this Gemara in Sanhedrin, Malach on the days, with Chapsa Chanat Gemina, in this Tosfos, Tosfos, ask the Kasha, Eidah the Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, you're not being a Kaim Kasha Zoma. Either no, it's yochel azima because Malkus is kasha zama. I'm not worried because the only time you need it to be yochel azima is where you could be mekayim. But being that you can't be mekayim kasha zama, there's no din that the Eidus has to be Yochel Azimah. Zokten Oidib Yehuda, what would be if the Eidus of who are being made, Ben Gerusha, Ben Chalutza, said, any idea? I don't know when it happened. According to Taisa's first pshat, that there is a din of Eidus Shati Yochel Azimah by Eidus Ben Gerusha, Ben Chalutza. So if there's a din Eidus, you need the Eidus be Yochel Azimah. And if you say any idea, now it's not Yochel Azimah, the Eidus is going to be bucked. But according to Taisa's second teretz, where being that you can't be Mekayim Kasha Zaman, you don't have to be Mekayim Kasha Zaman. It doesn't have to be Yochel Azimah. So if a person's going to say Eidi Edeya, it's true, it's Eidi Yochel Azimah, but who cares? It doesn't have to be Yochel Azimah. So said the Noid of Yehuda, it's going to Chapsa Chanaf. So this is the Noid of Yehuda that is Yodua and Nafkimina between Taisa's two Tritzim. But what's not Yodua is the background of the Noid of Yehuda. And when you see, you know, sometimes you just hear a Psak Halacha, you don't appreciate the richness of the Psak and the amount of Chedushim and Pilpul and Ga'oinis and Charifus and utter brilliance that went into the Tshuva, and where it could sometimes actually be very practical, very much Halacha L'maisa, because Eidus Ben Gerushim and Chalutza is not so practical, let's be honest. But there could be practical ramifications. For that, you need to know the background. The background is, and we spoke about it a little bit at the end of that phase, but the background is where once upon a time, in the shtetlach, before the Yom Ha'iron, the kehilas would appoint a tribunal, a vad, and the vad would help people do tshuva. So Yidden would walk in, they would confess the sins that they did, I did this aver, I did that aver, they would open up the Rambam and Hilchas Tshuva, and some of the svarim that talk about different sigufin and tanesim and gilgul, Sheleg, and some of those things, and they would prescribe them exactly as Bilal Shufa. Apparently, one year was in the city of Lida. Many men stepped forward and they told this Bezdin that they were Mazana with an Ashes Ish who happened to live in town. And it was all the same woman. And they realized there's a big problem over here. There's a woman here that's being machshel a lot of people. They decided they're going to look into it and they're going to have to deal with it. But they found out that this family, her family, are very powerful people. It wasn't so posh. Either way, you can take a look at the tshuva. It's an Ebene Ezra Madura Kama Simenai Beis that Yehuda brings the whole Arichos, the Eidos, everything that he was Makabal. The bottom line, this person was giving them a very, very hard time. But at the end of the day, in order to do something about it, they needed Eidos. Needed Eidos, at least Achiru Kederach Hamenofim, but some Eidos you have to have. The fact that these people stepped forward and said that they were Mazana, that's Eino de Mesa Matzmei Rosha 101. So you can't base anything on that. But Eidos, you know, based on that, that's what they, so they finally found two Eidos. There were two Eidos that stepped forward that they saw one particular Maisa Avera that they're going to be able to now say that this woman is Asur L'Baila. They have it worked out. The problem was that one of the Eidos couldn't remember when it happened. He knew it happened for sure. He knew where it happened, but when, he was any idea. He didn't know when it happened. And the Rabbanin that presided over this case felt that this case was dead on arrival. It's a Gemara. It's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Aleph Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Omar Echad Mehem Eini Yoidei Yidusam B'Teilo. So being that the Eidus is Batal, so it was poshut to them that there was no way to be Mekabel. They had other reasons. In total, there were six Sibas, they felt to be matter. Either way, Nebuchadnezzar wrote three tshuvas on this story that happened. The name of the tshuva is Maisa Mechur Be'eshesh. So he went through, he wrote three tshuvas on this Maisa, and the way he sets up the tshuva is he takes apart the psak of these Rabbanim, heter by heter. Stiris heter Arishain, Stiris heter Asheni, Stiris heter Ashlishi, and methodically and systematically, they either ripped it apart, and he said, absolutely, this woman is going to be awesome. But Ashenogel in your name was the first one. So the first one, this Rav, these Rabbanim wanted to say, it's any idea, Bechakiris, it's Pashut, Greatest is going to be a buff. Zokhti, no, it'd be Yehuda, Gival. He says, let me ask you a question. Why is Omer Echo Mehem Eni Edeya Dusan B'Teilo B'Chakiros? Because there has to be Eidah Shati Yochel Azimah. He says, let's say two Eidim would walk in now and be Mazim, these two Eidim. So two Eidim said, this woman was Mazana. She's an Eish Ish, she was Mazana. She's Asra Baila. There's no Mrs. Bezdin today. So what we're dealing with is, there's no Asra. We're dealing with her being Asra Baila. And now two Eidim walk into Bezdin and say, "You, how could you tell me? Manuwa Yisim Mabokum Poyd. Hazoma Wano. Classic case of Azam. What would be that law? Would you give them Kasha Zoma? Says Pasha now. Says why not? Says why does Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza not get Kasha Zama? Loi v'loi lazare. Because Hazama could only affect the Eid, it can't affect anybody else. To the extent that it starts affecting somebody else, the whole din Hazama's bottle of he can't do it. Loi v'loi lazare. Let only him be possible. No, be him Kasha Zama Laz V'lek. Right? Yeah. Only way you could do it is if you're gonna. Everybody involved has to be subject to the laws of Hazama, and there's Halacha Loi v'loi lazare. So if this man is now gonna get Kasha Zama, this Eid or these Eidim, they're now going to have to be also to their wives. Isn't that what Kasha Zaman would say? So if they're going to have to be also to their wives, it's going to affect their wives as well. Just like there's a din loy v'loy lazaru, there's a din loy v'loy l'ishtoy. As Dr. Knight, if you're not sure, take a look in Tosfos Makos Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Tosfos discusses loy v'loy l'ishtoy. So just like there's a loy v'loy lazaru, there's also going to be a loy v'loy l'ishtoy. So it comes out then, you can't be mekayim kasha zama. So if you can't be mekayim kasha zama, make a taste it as a din about you know what it's Tali? Tali and Taisus. Makas da beis amenal. Taisus es the kasha. Every ben grush ben chalutza. Isn't it Eidah Shati Yochel Azimah? And Taisus had two terutz. In the first Terence, Taisus said, no, it is Yochel Azimah. In the second Terence, Taisus said, it's not Yochel Azimah, but it doesn't bother me. Who cares that it's not Yochel Azimah? The only time Yochel Azimah bothers me is if it's Shayach to come to Azama. But if it can't come to Azama, let it be any Yochel Azima. It doesn't affect me. This is another case. Ben Grusha ben Chalutza, that's a little bit more obscure. But I have another Pashta case. An Eid said that an Eid was Mizana. Any day, can't remember when it happened. So is it Eid Shato Yochel Azima? It's Tali. You can't be Mekayim Kash Azama. According to Tyson's first Teretz, no, it's Eidah Sha'ata Yochel Azima, because back in the day, we would have gotten Malkus. But according to Tyson's second Teretz, it's Eidus Shat Yochel Azimah, but it doesn't have to be Yochel Azimah. So Zok, Tinoi de Yehuda. Why is Eidah Debechakirois a problem? Because it's a chesaron in Eidus Shat Yochel Azimah. But according to Tosfos' second Teretz, says Tinoi de Yehuda, Eidus the Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza doesn't have to be Yochel Azimah. Which means if somebody says any day of Eidus Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, Eidus is going to be kosher. If that's the case, if somebody says any day of Eidus Nus, it's also going to be kosher. Because it's Eidus Shah, it doesn't bother me the fact that it's Eidus Shah to Yochel Azimah. And Rabbi Noyd Yehuda proved that Tosfos' second Teretz was the Ikar Teretz. You have to be Noyd Yehuda for all this. He proved that Tosfos' second Teretz is the Ikar Teretz, which means there's no din of Yochel Azimah when it comes to Eidus Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza. Same would be true with regards to Eidus Nus. So it doesn't bother me that the person was the truth is, Nabi Yehuda in another tshuva discussed a similar shaila. The shaila was where there was a shaila about a certain woman, was she an Eishes Ish or not? And they said, bring the Eidah Kedushin. Right, so usually the Eidah Kedushin don't get a phone call. Can you come be made? You know, you're once Eidah Kedushin. You know, we need you. That's usually not what happens. This guy gets a call. Show up. He says, okay, he comes. He says, did you witness this man and this woman get married? He says, yes, I was there, Eidah Kedushin. When did it happen? He says, when did it happen? He says, I can't remember when it happened. I don't remember. I know it was in Lake Terrace. There were lamb chops at the Shmork. I remember that. But he says, I don't know. I can't remember. He says, I don't remember when it happened. He just can't. He can't come to himself. Said the Noyd Yehuda, Chiddush Naira. It's kosher. They told her, how could it be kosher? What are you talking about? Eni Yedeh B'chakirois. This is Halacha 101. So the Noyd Yehuda, no. Because what would happen if someone would be mazim the Eidah Kedushin? There's no kasha zaman. So being that there's no kasha zaman, so you have Tosfos' second Teretz, which the Noyd Yehuda proves is the Ikar Teretz, that if you can't be Mekayim kasha zaman, you don't need it to be Eidah Shati Yochel Azimah. So if you don't need to be Yochel Azimah, what's the problem? Any day b'chakiras. So we have it here, any day b'ben Grusha ben Chalutza. But this is where the Gedolei Yisrael were writing tshuvas. They were writing tshuvas regarding Eidah's Nus. They were writing tshuvas with regards to Eidah Kedushin. You know, last week, I was at a Suda, so I met my brother-in-law's, Penny Horowitz's grandfather, Rav Shmaryo Shulman. So Rav Shmaryo Shulman, we mentioned in the Daf, in Masechet Sanhedrin, he's a tremendous Talmud Chacham. He was born in America, tremendous, tremendous Talmud Chacham, and he had a lot of Shakla V'Tarya with Gedolei Yisrael of previous generations. So he was, we mentioned him because there was a tshuva in the beginning of Igros Moshe Chelek Beis, where Ramesh is responding to Ha'oris that somebody asked him on Igros Moshe Chelek Aleph, and that person was Shmaryo Shulman. So Ramesh printed Igros Moshe Chelek Aleph, obviously a long time ago. All there was Chelek Aleph, and Rabbi Shmaryo Shulman sent him Ha'oris on Chelek Aleph, and Ramesh prints a lot of his own, like 10 Ha'oris, 10 Sinan in the beginning of Igros Moshe Chelek Aleph. Anyways, I met him at the Suda, he's an older man, and I was talking to him a little bit about Ramesh Feinstein. I said, how do you wrap your head around Ramesh? I mean, he lived in New York City 30 years ago. He wrote tshuvas that mamish, it's unbelievable. So he told me something unbelievable. He said that the Gemara says that there were Nevi'im once upon a time, Kiflayim Kiyotze Mitzrayim. 1.2 million Nevi'im. Stating that, we don't have all those Nevi'im. We don't have them. We have Yirmiyahu, Yeshaya, Amos, Yoinah, Habakkuk, Hosea. What happened to all the other Nevi'im? So the Gemara. So the Gemara, Nevu'ah shehutzrucha l'dayris, nichtava. Shaloi hutzrucha l'dayris, loy nichtava. So he said, I want to ask you a question. He said, in the times of the Noyd Yehuda, in the times of the Chasam Sofer, he said, you think there weren't other Gedolim that wrote Chashuv HaTshuvos?
was haben geschrieben, asach choshev etshuvas. Aber nevuah shel hutzruch ledeiros nichteva. Sheloi hutzruch ledeiros loi nichteva. That was the night of Yehuda. That was the Chasam Sofer. He says, Igros Moshe's nevuah shel hutzruch ledeiros. So in 100 years, they're going to be learning Igros. Doesn't matter what comes out, they're going to be learning Igros Moshe. It's part and parcel. It's part of the fabric of Yiddishkeit. It's nevuah shel hutzruch ledeiros. That's the night of Yehuda. But I'll compare them. These are the truths of the night of Yehuda. But we'll just conclude with one line. Frank the Beis HaLevi. Also nevuah shel hutzruch ledeiros. In Chela Gimel, Simit Vav. So Yehuda, it's a gewaldige charifas. It's gewaldig, you made a beautiful deal in Tosfos. Where Tosfos said that being that you can't be Mekayim Kashazoma by Ben Grusha and Chalutzos, it doesn't bother me. It doesn't make it Eidah Shati Yochel Hazimah. But the truth is, there's two dinim in Hazom. In every Hazom, there's two things happening. Number one, what's happening? When two Eidah walk at the Bezdin and say, Manu Yisav and Malkum Ploini, so the first two Eidah are rendered Eidah Psulim. It's Eidah Mchidashu, but that's the way it is. We don't look at it as a regular tray and tray. We say that the Eidah is bottle. They themselves become Pasul Eidah. So there's a Chiddush in the parish of Azamah that we believe the second Eidah over the first Eidah. Now there's another Chiddush. Vasisan Lekash Azamah Lassus Lachim. The Einish Shabbai is also a Chiddush, but it's two separate, two completely independent Chiddush. When Tosfos said that being that you can't be Mekayim Kasha Zama by Eidus Ben Gerusha and Chalutza, and by extension that Yehuda is applying it to Eidus Nus and Eidus Kedusha, when we say being that you can't be Mekayim Kasha Zama, you don't need to be Yochel Azimo, that's only of a vivite, it's not possible to be Mekayim Kasha Zama. That chelik of it doesn't bother me that it's in the Yochel Azimo. So the Chelek ha'oynish of Hazama, the Vasisan Lekash Hazama, is something you can't be Mekayim. It's not possible to observe that. Therefore, it doesn't bother me that it's Eino Yochel Hazima. It only bothers me if it's Eino Yochel Hazima, where technically you can be Mekayim. But there's another part of the parish of Hazama that you have even by Eidus de Ben Gerusha and Chalutza. And that is that we trust the second Eidim, we don't trust the first Eidim. We're not going to say that this person that the first two Eidim said Eidim is about is a Suffolk Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, because Eidim and Chiddushu, the parasha of us believing the second period of Eidim. And that you could have by Eidim Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, and if you could have it, you have to have it. So Zok, the Beis HaLevi, I don't think it's right. If the Gemara is saying in Sanhedrin and Malaf on the Beis, the Eini Eidim B'chakiro is Eidus and Betela, because Eidim Shati Yochel Azima, and there's Aloch, yeah, but that's true even for Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza. I didn't toys to say you don't need Yochel Azima by Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza. Tosfos was talking about the chelik that you can't have. That chelik you don't need. You can't have Vasisam like Kasha Zama, so you don't need that it should be Yochel Lasois Vasisam like Kasha Zama. But the chelik of Azama that you could have, and that is believe the second Eidim over the first Eidim, Avada, that chelik has to be Yochel Azima. And if he's in any idea, then it comes that it's any Yochel Azima even on that part. If it's any Yochel Azima, even on that part, there should be a problem with Eidah Shati Yochel Azima. It's an Arichus Gedoyel and Beis HaLevi. That's just one of his many Ha'aris that he asks. Either way, Dvurim the floor.